It's like this, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do this.
The initials game right around the corner. Let me tell you about some sponsors. I am sponsored by the all-new Radco.com. If I win today, and I feel pretty good about it, Radco.com is going to offer you 10% off your online order all weekend long using the promo code INITIALS. Just use promo code INITIALS at the time of checkout. Check it out at Radco Truck on Twitter.
If you win.
I will. If Mark Parrish wins, Malone's Bar and Grill, that's right, you got it, going to offer a free beer or appetizer at Malone's MN on the Twitter.
Parrish, how do you feel about that?
I promise I'm trying, everybody.
We all believe that you are trying, yes.
And I ain't going to lie to you. If I don't win, I want AJ to win because I want to be able to swing into Rival House and get some of this delicious pizza I just had a piece of.
Yeah, they got it out there. If I win today, Rival House offers a free tap beer and happy hour appetizer just for mentioning AJ wins. Again, follow him on Twitter, Rival House STP.
Man, this pizza's right really on. Good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Spicy chicken?
Yeah, yeah.
What if Sauce wins?
Then we all suffer.
Your Pookie's here.
Si, what, is,
know, he's
what
right
does everybody
me.
Get if you win?
Outside
of just a massive amount of surprise.
I'll be donating $50 for something about dogs. I don't have an answer.
Okay.
That's nice. I will, whoever wins on Twitter, mm-hmm. I will throw in a 4-ticket and dinner package show to my week at Acme, which is a long ways away, but I'm going to top it off with something medium.
Sweet.
That's fantastic.
Something medium.
It's good for you guys, and it's good for me, because I'm an egomaniac.
Before we do initials, let's say this, too. Your week at Acme's in January, you said?
January 23rd to the 27th.
We love Acme.
Acme
kicks ass. It's just amazing. But that's 3 months out.
It's 3 months out.
Plenty of time for, I don't know, somebody to refine their comedy set and
somebody
open for
sign.
Somebody such as...
Somebody whose name is Liquidy.
Yeah. Oh, that's the grossest way to describe
that's
pretty
bad.
Sauce.
Honestly, that feels like the best way I've ever described anyone.
Diarrhea?
Sauce.
Yeah.
Acme.
Sure.
Open for Psy. Sure.
Wednesday.
Yay!
Yes!
Nice. Verbal
Absolutely.
Commitment right there.
Verbal commitment!
The Power Trip Nation will show up in droves. Right. We'll sell the place out.
I'll be fired by then. So,
you'll be fired, so it'll be a redemption tour.
Yeah!
I'm in.
Win your job back.
Nah.
All right, and Psy, your CD Monday Night is available now on iTunes.
It's available now on iTunes, and if you buy it, you can get it on streaming stuff, too, if you're not 65 years old. But if you do buy it on iTunes and you rate and review it, and screenshot that and send it to me, I will send you a signed copy of the artwork, because who doesn't want a signed copy of artwork from a guy who was on Family Guy 4 years ago? It's really cool artwork.
It sounds great.
That.
And here we go.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip. Presented by McDonald's.
We play Initials Friday. Every Friday in the Power Trip morning show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, or phrases. These five gentlemen do not know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. I start reading clues. Each item has 6 clues. As soon as they feel like they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Yell it loudly and clearly. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they are eliminated for the rest of just that item, so you only get to guess one time per item. We play best out of 12. The all-time record is 9, held by Sauce. More importantly...
Okay.
Sauce, I think it's 63 now, right? So Sauce has the most all-time... 62? All-time wins, but 3 consecutive wins, and the all-time record for consecutive wins is 4. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, it'll be tough.
Sauce.
I mean, at least AJ will try. Hockey and Parrish are terrible.
Yeah, what about Psy?
How are you, stranger?
What about Psy?
Who?
Oh man, that's too much. Now I'm gonna have to get
one. Do I still get the artwork?
yeah, you do get the artwork. It's just gonna be different.
Second all time in career victories is AJ Mansoor. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. The Cricket Wireless 360 cam is rolling, so you can catch that later, or you can stream it live on Facebook right now.
Third all time in victories is the fans, Christopher Allen Hockey.
Arg.
What?
He's dressed like a pirate.
I'm dressed like a pirate.
Previewing January/February, not only for Psy's show, but also Pirate Week when Chris loses the Fantasy Charge Challenge.
He dressed like a pirate because his lover's here.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. My little steam bear's right behind me right now.
And last but not least, well, I shouldn't say last because Psy's technically here too. Pear Bear has his Pear Bear costume on, thanks to our friends at HalloweenCostumes.com. It's the best costume I've ever seen.
Mark, favorite one ever.
You and Chris have not won since July.
What's your point?
Yeah.
That was the end of my sentence.
Good guys.
You haven't ever won guys. Because you've never played. Here we go. Ready?
Let's do this.
You can do this, Cy. Shock
Come on,
the
good
world.
Guys.
Let's do it.
Cy, you run a mostly clean comedy show, correct?
Sure.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Sauce is the opposite.
Yep.
The initials today are MF.
All right.
MF. One of Sauce's favorite phrases.
Oh, hell yeah. I might say it today,
Please
too.
Please don't. Here we go. Item one of MF.
Clue number one.
Was in 2003's Love Actually.
Clue number two.
Was Everett K. Ross in Captain America Civil War.
Clue number three.
He was in The Office.
Clue number four.
He played Lester Nygaard in 2014 in an American crime comedy drama anthology.
Clue number five.
Since 2010, he's been Dr. John Watson.
What is his name?
Yeah, what is his
I
name?
I don't know.
That would help. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
He was Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit trilogy.
I have no idea what his name is.
What's his name? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nobody?
I don't know his name.
I don't think of his name. Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman.
Yeah,
that's not in my brain.
The Hobbit.
I was going to Sherlock.
I thought we were doing famous people.
He's super famous. Yeah, he I just named like six things that he's been in.
Corey,
those
big
were
deals.
Good clues.
Thank you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
A rare offer. Sorry, that was a missed opportunity.
Honestly,
that could have been you.
Being even after one also feels good, so I'm not going to complain.
Nobody on the board after a miss with Martin Freeman. AJ saw the Hobbit trilogy probably 15 times, and I assume you've seen every episode of Sherlock, and I assume you watched season one of Fargo.
Yeah, I had it.
No big deal.
And I assume you smell bad in the undercarriage.
Item two of
That's
MF.
A rumor. Pirate costume.
Item two MF.
Clue number one.
Born May 16th, 1986 in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Clue number two.
Was in a 2009 Panic at the Disco music video and a 2010 Eminem music video.
Clue number three.
Has been nominated for a Golden Raspberry Award. Yeah.
Megan Fox?
That's right.
Oh. Nice job, Edge. Megan Fox is correct.
Wow.
AJ on the board with Megan Fox. AJ leads one
on,
zip. Here's item three of MF.
Clue number one.
Appeared in 1998's There's Something About Mary.
Clue number two.
Appeared in 1983's Scarface.
AJ.
Yep.
Miami, Florida.
That's right.
Wow.
My gosh.
Nice job, AJ.
What the hell is going on?
What the?
Piece the little puzzle
Rival
together.
House is going, oh boy.
Uh-oh. That's going to cost him some money. AJ, two zip after three. Here's item four of MF.
Clue number one.
In 2008, was in a car accident and was rescued using the jaws of life.
Sigh.
Go for it.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah!
Yeah!
He's on the board! Sigh is on the board!
It's all up for you! You know that!
Nothing matters!
I didn't know that
Free
happened.
Free rolling the rest of the way. Sigh Anderson.
How did that happen?
Download his album on iTunes. You're on the board. Nice job.
Feels good.
Not
I feel.
Over. AJ with two. Sigh with one. Item five of MF.
Clue number one.
Sauce, please no giggling, okay?
Clue number one.
Historically, it's connected to the phallus.
Clue number two.
It dates back to ancient Greece.
Clue number three.
It can appear humorously, playfully, or with contempt.
Hawk.
Go for it.
Middle finger.
That's right.
Ooh.
Attaboy.
Middle finger attaboy. Is correct.
Imagine I got that
Who
one.
Has one of those on their hoo?
That's not exactly what I meant.
threw me off. All I was thinking about was penis.
So standard Friday morning.
That's all I'm still thinking about.
Can I get some new artwork?
AJ with two. Hawk and Cy with one each. Here's item six of MF.
Clue number one.
Has appeared in numerous films.
Clue number two.
In 2014, appeared in the Lego movie.
Clue number three.
First appeared in a 1976 novel.
Clue number four.
Its class is a YT-1300 freighter.
Clue number five.
Was most famously flown by a smuggler.
AJ.
Yep.
Millennium Falcon.
That's right. Yeah.
Millennium Falcon is correct. Somewhere right now, Chad Abbott is just losing his mind. He is so happy that Millennium Falcon.
Always been his favorite employee.
Absolutely. AJ with three. Hawk and Cy with one apiece. We're halfway through the game. It's still anybody's
game.
Good guys over there are just killing it.
Come on. I got one.
You did. Man, item seven of MF.
I don't know.
Clue number one.
Was once a Raider.
AJ.
Okay.
Michael Floyd.
That's right.
What the hell? Are you kidding? Oh boy!
I tried
that was
to
pretty
be
obvious.
Was it obvious?
What?
Creedorm Hall.
Yeah. Well, yeah, here on what's Rain Man's. I mean, running streak.
I was trying to be tricky. Okay. Not a lot of people know that Creedorm Hall is the Raiders.
Yeah.
I tried to be tricky with Raiders.
That was good.
Yeah. I was just sitting there thinking he played for the Oakland Raiders.
I was exactly thinking the same thing.
That was what I wanted you to think, but AJ's like, "That's obvious." Well, some of us, Joe Nelson, don't follow high school sports.
That was really
237.
Yeah,
that was good.
AJ with four, Hawk and Cy with one each.
Come on now.
AJ's killing it. Here's item eight of MF.
Clue number one.
Debuted in November of 1961.
Paul.
Okay.
Marshall Fields.
Sauce is out for the rest of item eight.
What is Marshall Fields?
It's a Dayton's bit.
Oh, okay.
They're cookies. Cookies.
Yeah,
Marshall Fields.
Item eight.
Clue number two.
Was a child prodigy with a special aptitude in mathematics, physics, and mechanics.
Clue number three.
He's been played by multiple actors in multiple motion pictures.
Clue number four.
He is the leader and a founding member of a fictional group.
Oh my gosh.
Clue number five.
Is capable of stretching his body into any shape he wants.
AJ?
Yep.
Mr. Fantastic?
That's right.
God damn it.
Who is Mr. Fantastic?
I don't know.
Reed Richards from the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
That's his name? Mr. Fantastic?
Mr. Fantastic.
I've seen that movie.
That's a terrible movie.
Yeah, right?
AJ with five. So he has eliminated Sauce and Mark from contention.
Wow.
Hawk and Cy have to run the table to tie.
Come on, Cy. Let's
AJ
see this.
AJ could run the table and tie the record if we're going to throw a
real good moment is what it would be.
Yeah, it would.
So AJ going for the win. He
Sauce
wins.
Sauce did that
either,
last week, by the way.
What?
Ran the table and tied it.
Let's see if we can do it.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
AJ going for the win. Here's item nine of MF.
Clue number one.
Involves expenses and fees.
Clue number two.
Primary structures include open end and closed end.
Clue number three.
They are managed.
Clue number four.
They provide a high level of diversification.
AJ.
Yeah, for the win.
Mutual funds.
That is right. Mutual fund is the right answer. AJ is victorious in Rival House with their first week sponsoring you.
Welcome to the family.
It's gonna have to pay
off.
Just for everybody who was rooting for me on Twitter, so you understand what you were rooting for. In my head, I was like, I think it's mortgage finances.
That was good.
I almost rang in with that.
That would have been close. AJ wins, but let's play it out. AJ, if AJ gets the last three, he ties the record and ruins Sauce's weekend.
No, not on my watch. I got your back. I got your back, Sauce.
Here is item 10 of MF.
Clue number one.
Created by Bob Kane, David Wood, and Sheldon Moldoff in 1959.
Clue number two.
Originally, the second word was zero until March of 1968.
Sigh.
Go for it.
Mud flaps?
Jeez.
Hey, the game's over. Let's have some fun, man. This is like being down 38-0. Let's have some beers and yell some stuff.
Chuck that pigskin.
Yell bitch.
All right. Sigh with mud flaps is officially out for the rest of item 10. Let's finish it out.
Clue number three.
Appeared in a 1997 blockbuster.
Mark.
Hawk was first.
Is it Mr. Freeze?
That is correct.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Freeze. Arnold Schwarzenegger and
everybody
Mr. Freeze.
Laughed, but I wasn't far.
All right.
I got shut out.
Well, there's two left.
Wraps up my week.
There's two left. AJ has six. Hawk has two. Cy has one. AJ is the winner, and the record is safe. Let's play this thing out.
Thank God.
Item 11. Item 11 of MF.
Clue number one.
Debuted September 23rd, 2009.
Clue number two.
It features Los Angeles, California.
Clue number three.
It includes an adoption.
Cy.
Yeah.
Modern Family.
That's correct.
Whoa, look at you.
Cy can play
Holy
a little bit.
Holy moly.
Two is pretty
you
good.
Know how bad I wanted to guess mud flaps again?
Classic adoption with the mud flaps out there. AJ with six. Hawk and Cy with two. Three's a pretty big debut number, Cy.
You I'd feel strong.
Here we go.
It puts you at top 15 all time, probably. If
3 points?
Yeah.
You'd probably be close to top 15 in points of all. Don't take this 12th one for granted. Don't just guess mud flaps for fun.
Oh, I'm gonna come through for all these Twitter wrongers.
Here we go. Item 12 of MF.
Clue number one.
Was added to the World Heritage List on June 22nd, 2013.
Clue number two.
There is frequent paragliding.
Hawk.
Go for it.
Mount Fuji?
That is correct.
I got zero.
You could have given me 1,000 cues.
Whoa, jeez. Chairs are
what
flying.
What happened? Did he throw a chair?
Kicked a chair, threw a chair. I think that's the second
punched
time.
Punched a keyboard.
Second time he's ever gotten zero. Not thrilled about it.
Seems like he's...
No.
Meanwhile... Not to bring it up, but Mark, a classy version of zero. Very classy,
yeah,
quiet.
Just look at him.
I'm
he's dressed
say,
as a pear bear.
Looks comfortable in that pear bear
it
costume.
It is very comfortable.
Yeah.
Sauce reacted like a husband who was going through a rough relationship that just got cut off by his wife at Applebee's.
For sure. And Pear's quietly nodding, going, I also got shut out. If you guessed AJ and Six on Twitter, you're eligible for the $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at McDonald's and that $50 Arch card. But also, Rival House is paying up, AJ.
That's right. A free tap beer and happy hour app all weekend. Just
wow.
Mention AJ won the initials game, Rival House in St. Paul.
And before you take that costume off right there, may I say...
Woodfire pizzas.
First time I ever said this to you. Nice pear on your chest.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after...